get to know your philosophers. In a clown world where anybody can say philosophers are villains, and have countless number of people agree, because although they have never read their books, most of the philosophers they've seen had unhappy expressions and crazy hair. Oh, many things are flipped backwards. Philosophers were actually protecting us from villains. Philosophers are programmers. They will say, God created numbers, and then say that God does not actually exist. And you have to run their programs to decode what they said, against who they were and what they were forced to be. You have to both become their friend and understand that philosophers work at their very limit. Sometimes the things that they are saying are so complex, so mentally overwhelming, that they can only say them while being under method acting, while being somebody other than they really were. Philosophy requires a lot of work, but every step of the way will make you better, stronger, wiser, and more human. The following list has been created with the help of artificial intelligence, and it mentions most of the philosophers and a couple of authors. Each philosopher is described with a single sentence, so listen up. Plato taught that we can understand the world better by thinking deeply and using our reason. Bacon showed that careful observation and experiments could lead to better knowledge and discoveries. Voltaire advocated for freedom of thought and speech, encouraging to question authority and think for oneself. Schopenhauer taught that understanding and managing our desires can lead to a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Herbert Spencer believed that human societies, like organisms, evolve and improve over time through gradual adaptation and learning, which can lead to a more advanced and harmonious civilization. Henri Bergson emphasized importance of intuition and creativity in understanding life, rather than just relying on logic and analysis. Benedetto Croce argued that art and history helps us understand and shape our values and culture. Bertrand Russell promoted critical thinking and questioning established beliefs to achieve a more rational and just society. George Santayana encouraged us to learn from the past and reflect on experiences to better understand the present. William James emphasized that believing in yourself and your choices can shape your reality and happiness. John Dewey advocated for practical education and learning through experience to better prepare for real-life challenges. Robert Persig taught that excellence and understanding comes from appreciating the balance between rational thinking and the intuitive, artistic side of life. Machiavelli taught that being clever and strategic in leadership could help achieve and maintain power, helping us become more skeptical about rulers. Locke argued that people have natural rights and that governments should protect these rights, empowering individuals. Plato explored ideas about justice and knowledge, encouraging us to seek higher truths beyond everyday world. Hegel introduced the idea that progress comes from conflict and contradiction, pushing us to evolve and think deeply about history and society. Descartes emphasized that thinking for ourselves and doubting everything is a way to find truth and build knowledge. Foucault showed how power and knowledge shape our lives and society, making us more aware of how control operates around us. Wittgenstein showed that understanding language better can help us think and communicate more clearly. Kurt Vonnegut used satire and dark humor to challenge societal norms and encouraged critical thinking about the absurdities of human existence and the potential for individual and collective change. Jacques Derrida explored how language and meaning are not fixed, encouraging us to think more critically about how we understand and interpret the world. Sartre highlighted that we are free to define our own existence and create our own meaning in life. Hume made us question what we can truly know, helping us to become more critical and open-minded. Immanuel Kant taught us to use our own reason to understand the world, rather than relying solely on external authorities. Aristotle focused on developing our potential and understanding the world through reason, which helps us make better decisions. Spinoza showed that understanding human nature, the physical universe, and our place within it through reason rather than relying on religious or supernatural explanations can lead to true happiness and freedom. Rousseau argued that humans are naturally good and that society corrupts us, inspiring us to rethink how we live together. Nietzsche challenged us to create our own values and live authentically, rather than following societal norms blindly. Socrates encouraged questioning everything to gain true knowledge, making us more thoughtful and self-aware. Frankl emphasized the importance of finding personal meaning in life, even amidst suffering, to foster resilience and a sense of purpose. Ayn Rand promoted individualism and responsible and rational self-interest as the path to personal achievement and societal progress, advocating that people thrive when they pursue their own happiness and values with integrity and independence. Charles Bukowski embraced and expressed raw, unfiltered truths about the struggles and desires of everyday life, encouraging us to confront our own realities with authenticity and resilience. Please, these people are your family. You have to learn who they were and what they actually said beyond a single sentence. There is no growing up without them. You need to accept responsibility for your own education because most good things have become so dilute as to be functionally lost today. Child, you are meant to grow all the way up until you too become a great being.